I think the most honest piece, speaking of the Electoral College meeting, was the ABC piece a couple of weeks ago, November 23rd, states certifying results ahead of Electoral College meeting. And so, you know, they go through the states. Georgia is in the headlines this morning, and you know, there's much fanfare and melodrama sort of unfolding, but I think that's, you know, theatrics. And so they include a total of 16 states so far have certified their results, awarding President-elect Joe Biden 54 of his 306 Electoral College votes and Trump 73, blah, blah, blah. Florida is the only one of the four most populous states to certify. Deadlines are early next month. For others, California, Texas, New York, all states must certify before the Electoral College meets on December 14th, and any changes to the results must be resolved by December 8th. So, actually, what I meant to say was, you know, the results must be in officially by tomorrow, and then, as stated, the Electoral College meets next Monday. So I think that things, there'll be a lot of fireworks between now and next Monday, and a lot of melodrama. And I wouldn't be surprised to hear about faithless voter or faithless electors, but we'll see. To the phones, Glenn in Philly. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi. Good afternoon, Chris. Hi. Good afternoon, I just want to say that I am completely in favor of the benevolent dictator for life concept. However, before unreservedly submitting my will to said dictator, there's a few acid test criteria he has to meet first. And that would be, A, he has to fly down out of the sky and land on the Mount of Olives, splitting it in two, and then he would walk across the Kidron Valley into the city of Jerusalem and take his seat in the temple. And in that case, that would if he's able to fulfill those criteria, I will completely submit my will unreservedly.
Right on. Well said.
So, absolutely. Other than that, no. I will retain my own God-given rights in my sojourn here on Earth.
Amen.
So that's it. That's all I had. Yeah.
I second that sentiment. So,
absolutely. Anyway, that's I should be going. But the chair is still by the door, of course. So,
all right. Thank you, Glenn. Right, much appreciated, as always.
Week.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's a, you know, gosh, is that a bygone concept? You know, things are weird. I was watching, what did I caught something over the weekend that was on TCM. I caught a little bit of, oh gosh, what the heck is it? Bell Book and Candle. And 1958, Jimmy Stewart, Kim Novak. And what's her name? Gosh, what the heck is her name? You know, Jimmy Stewart, she breaks into his apartment. They're witches, you know, if you're not familiar with the story. Jack Lemmon's in it. He's Kim Novak's, he plays Kim Novak's brother. And, you know, they keep saying, you know, they're glamorizing this concept of witchcraft. And what is her? Oh, I forget the lady who is the. I think she's plays Kim Novak's aunt. And anyway, she says to Jimmy Stewart after she's broken into his apartment and put some kind of a spell on his phone so that it speaks gibberish and he can't make calls. She says, you know, before you moved in here, a theosophist lived here, and he was quite charming. He was very charming indeed. A theosophist lived here, which I thought was very interesting, striking. And there seems to be a lot of that floating around these days. And what Glenn is talking about, more people, I think we need to get ready because I think things are about to get really weird. Back to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi. I just wasn't paying too much attention when I heard this guy say this, that he was figuring out the number of cases that CDC had, but they only give them once a month or something, and he would go and he'd add them all up. Sure enough, that was the total. But see, what happened was last July, Trump said the hospitals would no longer send any results to the CDC, remember? I'll tell you. Okay. Interrupt me if I got it wrong. And so to the White House. He wanted it sent to the White House. So when he stands up there and says what he says about the number of COVID cases, he's going on his data. But that doesn't tell you that the hospitals didn't lie, you know, since CDC one and the president another. You know what I mean? So there's something that should be investigated. Really? Well, I was one of the things I wanted to tell you mainly, but I forgot what the other one was because by the time I tried to get rid of RBN, I missed that last guy distracted me, so I don't know what it was. But I'm thinking we're pretty close to the end because Stan Johnson thinks that, you know, but you know what? God, everything's up to us. I just really believe that God can choose to see the beginning from the end, but he doesn't do it. He lets us have a free will to make our own destiny. In a sense, I mean, if you turn your life over to him, just get ready for a roll too, because the devil won't like you. And I don't know who said it, but he said it's that guy that RBN has on every night. I can't think of his name right now. I got to say, and he says he knows he's on the right track when the devil's after him. Well, that's the truth. He makes it really rough for you. And I am told that there was a witch that lived here before. Oh, well, why don't you throw it out? I've tried. But I think it's taken a lot of... Doesn't the Bible say if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight? You get 5,000 in your parlor when you knock on wood. That's witchcraft. I didn't mean to carry on like this. But I am wondering, because Stan Johnson says he's written a little booklet. In fact, I bought a whole bunch of them to give away. Going by all these prophets and everything, and he says that it appears that vaccine it could be the mark of the beast. I said this the other night, and I got a real thing going on. What is the mark of the beast? You know, but you wonder if the first trials at Pfizer. I tell you what, I would never use Pfizer. I mean, I ran 3 blood banks, and I would not use that because it wasn't good any serum. And here they are, still knocking around. Oh, well, anyway, the mark of the beast is all this crap that's in it, you know. Maybe when they first tested it, the guy said his teeth were shaking so bad he broke his own teeth. They probably went back and said, let's take a little less of that crud out. Yeah, it's kind of pitiful. But the mark of the beast is what I worry about. And I tell people, what is there to worry about? You either trust your God or you don't trust your God. If you can't buy, sell, or fly, you know what? The day could come, you know, when they could. Do you know, I've seen it in my lifetime. people have been teletransported, just like Peter was in the Bible. You want to go somewhere? God might just teletransport you. That's what she said. The pastor's wife, she's written books. And she said, I'll be driving along, and suddenly I was just out of my head. And a little bit, I was there. I have no memory of getting there whatsoever. And I think she had other proof that she didn't really drive. How about that, Chris? Are you there? Hello? Okay, because everybody's been cutting out. You were cutting out all ago. It was making all kind of squeaky sounds. And I don't know if I heard too much of what you said today.
We had some technical difficulties early on.
Oh, okay. I knew that. Yeah. Well, they said that I've heard that they've shut the internet down in Iran. So at least we can get a little, huh? That's all I wanted to say, I think. Okay?
Okay.
But you're doing good. Well, I'll go back and try to hear what that last guy said. Anyway, thank you. God bless you.
Thanks for your call, Pat. Much appreciated. All right. For those wondering, apparently there's some question as to what movie I was talking about. I was referring to Bell Book and Candle, 1958, Jimmy Stewart, Kim Novak, Jack Lemmon, Ernie Kovacs as the author who's investigating witchcraft all over the world and says it's right here under your nose. And anyway, so that was, and the point was, again, I forget her name, the actress who played, I think it was Kim Novak's aunt, but you know, she says to Jimmy Stewart at one point, and I was saying this as a juxtaposition to Glenn's remarks, which I echo, you know, she says to Jimmy Stewart's character after she breaks into his house or his apartment, excuse me. She says, you know, a theosophist lived here before you moved in and he was very charming, very charming. I'm sure he was, you know, I think when I hear that, I think of, Andrew Breitbart saying, you know, that he had dinner with Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, and Bill Ayers is a very good, very good host, very charming, but he said, but you know, then so was Ted Bundy. Very charming indeed. So anyway, the point was, I think there's a lot more of that. You know, there was a theosophist here before you moved in and he was very charming. A lot more of that floating around, and most people have no idea what they're hearing or what that means. And a lot less of what Glenn was saying, which I think there should be a lot more of. We're supposed to be wise as serpents, gentle as doves, not harmless. Harmless is a different thing. Connotes a lack of strength and power. Anyway, without devolving into that, I wanted to get into this piece by Lawrence Hantoum. Before I do that, just to conclude Jeffrey Tucker's, I was reading from Jeffrey Tucker's article, The Blizzard of Bogus Journalism on COVID, earlier. You know, the obfuscation is incredible. Anyway, he mentions the hit piece on Jeffrey Tucker in his article, The Blizzard of Bogus Journalism on COVID, mentions the hit piece, Salon's attack on Great Barrington Declaration co-creator Jay Bhattacharya, and the article, among its sensational claims, hyperbolic false claims, mentions herd immunity may not even be possible for COVID, given that infection appears to only confer transient immunity, quote unquote, from the Salon piece. And then he quotes the New York Times article. New York Times just wrote November 17th, coronavirus immunity. I'll read the whole excerpt. I read the first couple of sentences previously, but New York Times just wrote, how long might immunity to the coronavirus last? Years, maybe even decades, according to a new study. The most hopeful answer yet to a question that has shadowed plans for widespread vaccination. And that's really where it's at right there. You have a product that's obscenely profitable. You have folks from top to bottom. You know, Alex Azar invokes the PrEP Act, which says that anyone who's involved in the emergency use of this product, which, you know, everybody's applying for EUA, emergency use authorization, is held harmless, that you're completely indemnified. I remember when Bill Gates said that, you know, governments are going to have to decide whether or not. Why did he say that? And that sounds like the mafia trying to hold people hostage. You're going to have to decide whether, and people don't understand the Machiavellian forces at play here, I don't think, at all. If you say we're not going to do this, then, you know, the media will vilify whomever it needs to. It will create whatever firestorm it needs to in order to cast whomever is villains. This is something that's been widely known for a long time. Remember that, you know, the way that Malcolm X, for example, eloquently articulated, if we're not careful, the media will have you thinking the villain is the hero and the hero is the villain. Why would he say that? And was that from a position of, was that from a position of firsthand knowledge? So, continuing, Jeffrey Tucker writes, quoting the New York Times article, 8 months after infection, most people who have recovered still have enough immune cells to fend off the virus and prevent illness, the new data show. A slow rate of decline in the short term suggests, happily, that these cells may persist in the body for a very, very long time to come. And, you know, there's the discussion of cross-reactive T-cell immunity, and that's, you know, into some other ground that we won't cover right now. But, and it's interesting how quickly the narrative purveyors come out and want to squelch any opposition to lockstep to the narrative. You know, which, for any sensible person who understands how we're supposed to believe science operates, is anathema. You know, it reminds me of an article that I read recently about, you know, the theory versus the reality of open source software. This is a kind of a fascinating read, but, you know, we hear science is supposed to operate this way, but in reality, it's kind of done what it is doing over time. You know, it serves certain interests.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone difficult to escape, we'll be right back. To another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Yeah. Welcome back. Go back to the phones real quick and grab Laura in Michigan. Laura, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris. I wanted to tell you who I think is to blame for all this election fraud. It's Mike Pence. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
When Donald Trump first got into office, he started the Election Integrity Commission, and Pence
right.
was the chairman, and Kolbeck was the vice chairman. Well, Pence said, there's no chance of fraud. There's no chance of election problems. So the commission never even met. They never even met because of what Pence said.
Well,
I'm blaming him.
Yeah, for, you know, Kris Kobach, the king of vote suppression, to, you know, be anywhere near leadership on something like that just stinks to high heaven, so...
Right. Also, I'm going to tell you, the second that then Trump turned it over to Homeland Security. Now, okay, my late father-in-law graduated from University of Detroit, which was a Jesuit college, and his mail came to my house. And one day I got the alumni magazine. It was all full of Homeland Security. So I read all the articles, like 5 or 6 pages. And in this long story short, Homeland Security pretty exclusively recruits from Jesuit colleges and universities, but full of Jesuits, Homeland Security. So that, he jumped out of jumped into another bad group.
Interesting.
I wouldn't have known that unless we got that alumni magazine. I had no idea.
Well, I don't think
that's why you can't trust. No, we have to can't trust the Jesuits. I call them the devil's communists myself.
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, it's kind of like this CDC article. I mean, it depends on. I don't think, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm being naive, but I don't think that all Jesuits are created equal. You know, we could go down the list, and I think we'd start a firestorm pretty quick. But
you never can say all of anything, but yeah. Fauci's a Jesuit. We can name a lot of Jesuits. They're doing harm to our country. I just thought I'd let you know, because that's how I found out about it.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks, Laura. I appreciate your call. Yeah, we could go down the list. And, you know, I don't do this too often. I think I'll refrain right now, but we'll stay on track. But it sort of gets back to what I was saying about, you know, the CDC. I think for anyone who, and that's the challenge, you know, with the reason, I think one of the reasons that the fraud works so well is because you do have, you know, whether it's the FBI or CIA or NSA or whatever, you know, contractors, Booz Allen Hamilton and the big 8765, however many accounting firms that are actually, in most cases, just CIA proxies or, you know, NQTEL or big tech or whatever. I mean, there are people who are genuinely trying to do good things, and then there's corruption in leadership oftentimes. I mean, if the last 4 years showed us anything, I think it showed us that there is corruption at the highest levels of government agencies. That was on full display as far as I'm concerned. And Lawrence Huntoon writes about that with regard to the CDC, and he draws from other writings over the last couple of decades in particular. This is not a new subject, and some people would say, well, you know, it needs to be reformed. I say bad tree, bad fruit. And, you know, the independent agency world has always been, its foundation, its roots are corrupt. It is rooted in corruption. You know, whether you go back to, well, I'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My friend, yes, feels their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. Just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. That I ought not to let you just walk on me.
Welcome back. And I'm sure he bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Monday, December 7th, 2020. I thought I was, you know, easing into the day and the week well this morning before the broadcast, and then all hell broke loose. And so, you know, we seem to be on track now, and it's just, you know, almost the end of the broadcast. Anyway, for those who don't know, you know, some would say the World Health Organization was created largely by the Rockefeller Foundation. The National Institutes of Health is essentially an outgrowth of the Rockefeller Foundation and the efforts of John D. Rockefeller himself, eugenics operation in particular. But you know, this kind of discussion is not unfamiliar even to academic circles, even to the agencies themselves. For example, you can find over at PubMed.gov, you know, PubMed.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov. This is one of the entries. Backstage, the relationship between the Rockefeller Foundation and the World Health Organization, Part 1, 1940s to 1960s. And it's interesting, you know, it's kind of like it's a bit of misdirection, obviously. It's revisionist history, but still, you know, you get and this idea, you know, in from the abstract, this article examines the WHO Rockefeller Foundation relationship from the 1940s to 1960s, tracing its ebbs and flows, key moments, challenges, and quandaries, concluding with a reflection on the role of the Cold War in both fully institutionalizing the Rockefeller Foundation's dominant disease control approach and limiting its smaller social medicine efforts, even as the Rockefeller Foundation's quotidian influence at WHO diminished. And, you know, you don't need quotidian influence if you have already set this thing in motion and it's, you know, moving, it's been moving for decades in the direction generally that you, you know, the desired direction of those who were instrumental in its creation. So, you know, once that happens, you can back off a little bit and give the appearance of autonomy. Again, Stuart Chase, you know, control without ownership. Because that, you know, creates an air of plausible deniability. Well, you know, who's to say if they control it? So, you know, this issue of influence, pervasive influence, is... not something that's, you know, reserved to conspiracy theory. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Mike in Kentucky.
Well, I mean, hey, Mike. Doesn't the government...
Good morning.
Doesn't the government have stuff called influence operations? so
yeah.
So too any major corporation that's interested in controlling their industry would have influence operations up to and probably including capturing the agencies that regulate them by writing the legislation to regulate themselves. I think that there's plenty of examples of that with even Harvard's Ethics Commission in 2014 wrote a paper about that. You don't need wires to tie people up as one of the chapters about the FCC being captured by the telephone industry. And you'd think that the broadcasters would be all over the, you know, all over that story. But I never heard anything about it in the mainstream media. I just stumbled across the report.
The mainstream press doesn't bite the hand that feeds it, so...
Well, in this case, it's not going to be the hand that feeds it. It's going to be the hand that eats it. You know, it's all being you know, absorbed into, and we're all dependent on this stuff. I know years ago, you used to be able to listen to RBN on a free-to-air satellite, and there was no delay. It was like instantaneous, pretty much. I mean, there was a little bit of delay because the signal went up to, I guess, the Clark Belt and back down, and so you had like 6 or 7 seconds there, but then they lost their, I guess, T1 line or whatever it was, an expensive copper analog phone line that went to this uplink, and then it added a bunch more delay to the signal. For me, sometimes...
Yeah, I'm gonna get back to the article by Lawrence Hunt, too, and your mention of Norm Alster's... whatever you call it, his report, I think, is what it was. It's titled Captured Agency, How the Federal Communications Commission is Dominated by the Industries It Presumably Regulates. With
main reference to the telephone industry.
Yeah, chapter four is you don't need wires to tie people up. But this is just sort of, you know, emblematic of how people are constantly surprised by these things, and it shouldn't be surprising when you understand how the administrative fourth branch operates. This is precisely how it operates. This is not surprising. So, And I know you know that, but most people, you know, most people recoil in horror. Oh, my goodness. You mean...
Unless you have undeniable proof. And then they rationalize it. When you can prove it, when they try to say it's conspiracy theory, and then you prove it, they're like, well, that's just the way of the world. There's nothing we can do. And they're like, walk right through Dante's doorway.
Yeah.
You know, go right through Dante's doorway.
So from Lawrence Huntoon's article... His editorial, CDC bias and disturbing conflicts of interest. This is how administrative fourth branch so-called independent agencies work. But he writes, as reported in Dr. Hooker's article, the CDC website states, quote, there is no evidence of harm caused by the low doses of thimerosal in vaccines, except for minor reactions like redness and swelling at the injection site. And then he writes, after a complaint was filed with the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Research Integrity, ORI, quote, the ORI handed the complaint over to CDC to investigate itself. Obviously, this type of self-review inspires no confidence, especially given CDC's very poor track record. And my marginal note reads, that's how the administrative fourth branch independent agencies work. That's how they work. That's exactly how they work. And if you don't understand that, you're insane. I'm sorry, but and I mean that in a very orthodox sense. If you don't understand how it works, even, you know, from the standpoint of the colloquialism that, you know, to do the same thing and expect different results is insane. That, but really, to see it operate the way that it's designed to operate and then think that it's, oh my goodness, really? That's insane. And that's where we're at in America. This is why for more than a decade I shouted about this. And here we are with the CDC saying, well, you know, yeah, we're corrupt. I mean, the CDC admits it's corrupt at leadership levels. That's just a stated, publicly stated, acknowledged fact. Even the CDC admits that. And it is, you know, the review process is an investigative process is internal. And that's how administrative agencies work. So if anybody thinks that's going to change, and when you start to apply that to vaccines that could, you know, permanently injure or kill people and alter everyone else's DNA, but it's obscenely profitable. Well, now we're starting to get to a point where I think maybe, I don't know, maybe people will understand why this has been important all this time, since the 40s, actually, and before, but, well, you know.
They defend themselves because, I mean, I have to wonder about things like atrazine when it comes to the big agar. And like you say, it goes across the fourth branch, you know. what was it, the Verizon guy that's the head of the FCC now, they investigated themselves to see that if he adjusted the regulations to support Sinclair Broadcasting getting a hold of huge amounts of broadcast license across the country. But the
it's interesting, you know.
Yeah,
Cheryl Atkison. So Sinclair, you know, obviously for those who recall, and everyone probably should, everyone on this network probably does, you know, the Sinclair, this is very dangerous to our democracy. That whole, you know, mashup gaffe that became a public spectacle that I guess many people either didn't hear about or forgot about. That's the concern with this kind of, you know, continuity of messaging and lockstep nonsense. And Cheryl, I know Cheryl Atkison is under the umbrella of the Sinclair brand right now, and she says that she hasn't been pressured not to cover anything or to, you know, to she has been able to maintain her autonomy, according to what I've heard her say recently. But you know, I don't know. I hope that remains the case, but, you know, just getting back to your point, is that just because she hasn't bitten the hand that feeds her yet? I mean, she's done so much great reporting, and you know, from the vaccines and autism stuff to and interviewing high level folks at federal agencies to, you know, the gun walking, grenade walking, Fast and Furious stuff that just seems to permeate every administration. It's the Gladio Network. And, you know, she's done great reporting like that, award-winning journalism, actual investigative journalism, and she just seems to get pushed off into the corner. Why is that?
I don't know.
So hopefully Sinclair doesn't do that.
She didn't get the Michael Hastings treatment yet. That's at least, you know, one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody hacked her accelerator in her car, at least, or whatever happened there with Michael Hastings.
Yeah, Daphne Caruana Galizia treatment.
Or Gary Webb.
Yeah.
Whatever happened there, I think the forensic examiner, pathologist, whatever you call that, the medical examiner that said, well, it happens, you know, people can shoot themselves twice with a shotgun, then he died.
Yeah.
Michael, or Gary Webb, but no, you know, it goes across the agencies. The question is, you know, if can we, with the internet that seems to be increasingly being controlled, filtered and censored, can we get enough people out to do something about it? I mean, that, you know, rather than to say, well, that's just the way it is, you know, this is the way these agencies operate, can't we get force government to have external audits of things? I mean, we've seen that with, Mark Skidmore, and his graduate students and missing salary, or what is it, missingmoney.com. They externally audited and found, well, they can't, you know, justify
Catherine
all these
Austin Fitz.
Trillions and trillions of dollars they can't justify. Yeah, I forgot her name, yeah. Fitz. You know, there's glimmers where people are able to get something, but like you say,
well,
it just kind of gets swept aside.
Yeah. One of the things that Lawrence Huntoon points out is that there are folks internally at these agencies who are trying to sound the alarm and, you know, putting their careers at minimum in jeopardy.
Yeah.
Doing so, writing, basically, you know, banding together and, writing about the conflicts of interest in agencies. But again, you know, you have the leadership level, you have the influence, and it's kind of a protracted battle, obviously. It's a war of attrition. And you know, so it's extremely difficult to, I'm not aware of we the people winning any of these battles. And again, I mean, this goes back to the 40s when the administrative agency concept was institutionalized. And this was not new when Congress was meeting. I've talked about this many times. You know, when the Administrative Procedure Act was passed in the 1940s, that was after the FDR administration and the progressives who said that the administration of government should be agnostic, which is an impossibility. That's a logical fallacy. Had already been studying this. They had the 1939 President's Committee on Administrative Management, I think, that did their report that said that these agencies, the executive agencies, were a, I forget how they put it, haphazard collection of agencies that constitute a headless fourth branch of government. And
they certainly didn't fix anything. It just made it worse.
Well, that was my point. So the independent administrative agencies of the federal government had been said to constitute a headless fourth branch of the government, a haphazard deposit of irresponsible agencies and uncoordinated powers whose institution does violence to the basic theory of the American Constitution that there should be three major branches of the government and only three. That was the actual soundbite from, it was the 1937 President's Committee on Administrative Management report. And, but I have, wait, it gets better. I have a fun fact. The reason I mentioned that, and I'll say what that is when we come back. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, December 7th, 2020. Quickly, so I wrote about this back in 2009. I think it's, if I could say I wrote something and I could hang my hat on it, I wrote about this for the Idaho Observer back in 2009. And it's always the persistent issue. Anyway, so the 1937 President's Committee on Administrative Management report said what I said in the last segment. In the run-up to the passage of the Administrative Procedure Act in 1946, Senate Judiciary Chair Senator Pat McCarran actually cited that passage that I mentioned. It's still in the congressional record. You can find it there. And so, you know, he quotes that this, you know, the executive branch independent agencies constitute a headless fourth branch. They do violence to the basic theory, three duly constituted branches. And so then they institutionalize that. What kind of psycho would do such a thing? And he went on to articulate how they had created, Senator Pat McCarran, they had created, he said, we have set up a fourth order in the tripartite plan. So this thing that does violence to the basic theory of the American Constitution, they institutionalized. And he said, we've set up a fourth order, if I may so term it. And he went on to clarify several times. So what's the problem now? Well, we have the CDC example. Remember not too long ago when FCC Commissioner Tom Wheeler gave that speech, National Press Club, June 20, 2016. And then shortly thereafter, there were reporters who were treated shamefully. And then Tom Wheeler says, hey, this is what we're going to do. Regarding 5G technology, it's a $1 trillion market. Shut up, reporters. Get out of the way. Shut up, America. This is what we're doing. That's, you know, that's the danger.
Yeah.
And the same thing is about to happen. The point of all of that is the same thing is about to happen with the vaccines. So.
Well, and I don't think these people, they're so blinded by their worship of Mammon that they're willing to destroy the ozone layer by launching 58, 60,000 satellites. I mean, there's examples in the past of that where they know the damage is being done, and they've even banned in 2009 asthma inhalers, millions of asthma inhalers, but four launches of the space shuttle did more damage to the ozone layer. Great show, man.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your call. Yeah, your remarks remind me of folks who are browbeating the sheep, who are also buying estates in Martha's Vineyard, you know, that kind of thing. So, do as I say, not as I do, which should tell us all we need to know. That'll do it for today's broadcast. So I'll get into some of the specifics, and hopefully we can keep our feet planted firmly on the ground going forwards. I hope it was informative, folks. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.